officially start interpretation as well. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At-Large Regional Leadership Call on Thursday, the 16th of June at 1400 UTC. On the English channel today, we have Barak Otieno, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Wolf Ludwig, Siranush Vardanyan, Sarah Kidden, Daniel Mangaka, and Satish Babu. On the Spanish channel, we have Maritza Agüero and Humberto Carrasco. On the French channel, we have Aziz Ilali. Apologies noted from Glenn McKnight. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco, Ariel Liang, and myself, Gisela Gruber. We have Spanish and French interpretation today. Our Spanish interpreter is Veronica, and our French interpreters are Camilla and Claire. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other language channel and to speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. And please do bear in mind that Veronica is alone on the Spanish channel today, so also please don't speak too fast, if I can just remind everyone, maybe especially you, Olivier. Thank you very much, and over to you, Olivier.
Well, thank you very much, Gisela, and let's start immediately with the next part of the agenda, very fast indeed. Let me slow down a bit. Thanks, and I hope that we have gone through the whole list of people on today's call. This is going to be a single-issue call, so it might be a little bit confusing to see the draft agenda in front of us here, but that draft agenda is actually the agenda that we are proposing for our face-to-face meeting in Helsinki. The reason why we're having this call today is because, as Gisela just mentioned, the agendas have to be translated today. I think today is the deadline for translation, and we have to translate them in French and in Spanish. And so we need to focus on the agenda and add or remove things that we want to add or remove at this point in time. What I propose is that, as you know, there are some action items from the last call. What I propose is that if we have some time at the end of this call, we will go through the action items. But today, we just need to focus on this draft agenda. So, let me take you through the agenda, and then I'll open the floor for suggestions and questions. And I'll give you reasons why we worked on this. I have worked with Wolf and with staff on this, there are a number of things which we need to discuss when we are face-to-face. First, the document development pilot program. Dan O'Neill is the person from an organization called WBC Global, and he is in charge of this project, along with ICANN staffer Rob Hogarth, and both of them are going to come and speak to our RALO. This document development pilot program is a resource which is going to be offered to all of the RALOs, but our URALO included, in order to be able to draft documents that are that make it easy for our ALS representatives to understand policy. So we're dealing here with having a resource that will explain how policy topics affect end users. And so 20 minutes, we will be able to ask all the questions we need. We will be able to provide details to them of any requests or any specific interests we have for them to draft about what our regions want to talk about, etc. So that's the first thing, 30 minutes that we will spend with Dan O'Neill and Rob Hogarth. Then we will, and here it says, see Atlas 2 Recommendation 30, because indeed Atlas, our at-large summit recommendation number 30 had exactly this request, where we're saying for each public comment process, SOs and ACs should be adequately resourced to produce impact statements. So that's the sort of thing that we could discuss with Rob Hogarth and with Dan O'Neill. And thank you for showing this briefly on the page. So that's the first thing at the agenda. Then after that, we will look at the other Atlas II recommendations. Now, since the last meeting that we had looking at these, I have had weekly calls with Ariel Liang and with Heidi Ulrich, and we have gone through all of the recommendations. We have taken stock of them, and we are ever so closer to having a final report on these, being able to mark them as complete, with only a small number of them being ongoing and requiring a watching brief. In fact, some of them are complete but do require a watching brief because we have passed them on to other entities within at large, in the ALAC, some programs might have started for outreach, for engagement, with a global stakeholder engagement, etc. So we will spend maybe 10 minutes only when we meet face-to-face reviewing the recommendations which were specifically targeting the RALOs. And so that's recommendation 28, 31, 42, 43, and 49. And you will be encouraged to provide your feedback on these. But prior to this meeting, we are hoping to be able to also share the final or the first draft, I would say, draft 0.1 of the final report, providing status for each of one of the recommendations and providing next steps for each one of the recommendations. Thirdly, we would then look, or in agenda item 4, we would be looking at the at-large proposal for the multi-year planning of at-large face-to-face meetings, and I'm sure Alan will be delighted to report that we have been successful in having the board agree to such a schedule. However, I think it's important now that we decide together on what our next steps are going to be. It's great to have had the allocation, but what do we do next to prepare for this? So Alan will have 10 minutes to direct the debate and get us to come up with suggestions as to what we can do next. After that, we also will be looking at the fiscal year 17 special requests for the RALOs. As you know, that some of the requests from our regional at-large organizations have been granted. Some of the requests have not been granted. Perhaps there are some lessons to be learned, but at the same time, maybe we should also perhaps all, we want to all benefit from these, we should maybe do a bit of a stock take to find out what we do next with those requests, and perhaps the RALOs who have had some successful requests will be able to let us know a bit more about what they're planning next. And then the final 15 minutes is the very important task of the at-large review and its impact on the regional at-large organizations, because this cycle of at-large review is not going to be focusing on the ALAC. It's not going to be focusing on the advisory committees as a whole. No, it's going to be digging straight into the RALOs, the RALO leadership, the RALO members, so the at-large structures, really going into how to improve the way that our regional at-large organizations work. And I can already tell you, having been in recently at the Eurodig, the European Dialogue and Internet Governance that took place in Brussels last week, the consultant from the company that is performing the review is extremely thorough and has spent a long amount of time with both me, but also with others who were there, with several at-large members, ELSs, Atlas structure representatives, that were there, and they have asked a lot of questions and are leaving no stone unturned. Interestingly so, when I asked for some feedback, they said, well, we're hearing all sorts of things, sometimes contradicting, but that's a good thing because they really want to get a very full picture. So I gather we are all going to end up being interviewed at some point. And that was so it was important that Holly and Cheryl let us know really of what is being planned and how the whole process will take place, because being interviewed is just one thing, but we obviously need to go forward after that. What do we do after the interview has taken place? What are the next steps? What are the emphasis for the different railers? And then we would finish this whole program with any other business, as we usually do. So that's the overall proposed schedule or schedule, depending on whether you live in the United States or you live in the UK. And it doesn't translate well, but it's just a different pronunciation. So that's what the proposed timeline is. And therefore, now I open the floor for feedback. Are there any topics that we have forgotten to add in this? Do we need to remove some topics? Do we need to expand the amount of time on some topics because you expect that there could be a debate? That's it. The floor is yours. Now, I can see some chat going on in the chat. Judith, do you want to... are you able to speak, and then would you like to share your points, please?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm actually trying to do two calls at the same time. Judith Hellestein for the record, sorry. Like you said, on a special request, we've in Nirala we've gotten some success. We got some funding for our tribal ambassador program, but only for one session at first, and also we got two ambassadors but no mentors, and so we're working on that situation, and we've had some discussions with Rob Hogarth and with Chris Mondini on how to get a mentor selected and how looking at possibilities of doing a virtual mentor before the event and then having someone to sort of be a guide once we're there for that one. So we're still working on that. And on the captioning, we didn't get our English and Spanish. Our friends in Spanish editions like we had asked for, and we just got the English pilot extended for about 2 months for 6 more sessions. Get some more data because we started late. So that's our success this year on the pilot.
Okay, thanks, Judith. It's Olivia speaking. Will you be able to, I guess you will be able to report on this then in a bit of a more complete manner than when we discussed this in Helsinki?
Yes, and I have to wait to Sylvia, I guess of all the funding, the survey's been done, collected. I know we had a problem on that earlier because most of the surveys were only done after the call, and some of them were followed up by emails, but not all of them. And so we have to figure out a better practice to get more data. But the data we have are very positive. But I think I'm waiting for Sylvia or Terry to come up with the analysis that they have.
Okay, thanks for this, Judith. It's Olivier speaking. Are there any comments or any further feedback on the agenda? And whilst I don't see any hands up, here's one of my own comments and feedback. Let me be a bit schizophrenic here and talk to myself. There isn't in this agenda any mention of capacity building. And as you know, we have had some very, very good capacity building workshops that have taken place that Tijani was leading. I know also of some capacity building workshops that have taken place specifically in some of the RALOs. We do not have in that agenda anything to discuss or feedback on the capacity building workshops, and perhaps to think together of suggestions as to how can we get those to be followed by more people. Because I'm amazed to see a topic that might be, that probably would be of interest to so many people, and yet the number of people on the call is not that large. We have often the same people who by now should be really experts in a lot of things, a number of newcomers that have followed several capacity building sessions, and they've done, you know, they've been really interested by it, and they've attended several. But yet a lot of at-large structures seem to be missing out on this thing. Should we discuss this in further detail when we meet face-to-face in Helsinki? Any thoughts on this? I noticed that Judith says there's a question of timing. And a note from Satish. Satish mentions we will be at Hyderabad for ICANN 57 at very short notice. At large may like to organize outreach efforts. What could be a good forum to discuss this issue? What would be a good forum to discuss this issue? And Serena says, yes, plus one, Satish, this would be good to know. What would we want to accomplish in Hyderabad for the AP RALO starting preparation works? I would say, so Olivia speaking, I would say that the working group to work on this capacity building efforts should really be the capacity building, what am I saying, the outreach and engagement working group. The working group to look at this this outreach efforts. And I know that they have done a lot of work each time for Marrakesh and for others. And one of the concerns has been that the RALOs and the ALAC and the stakeholder engagement don't appear to be coordinated too well. So the good people in the outreach and engagement working group are somehow taken back by things that happen, and they're the last ones to be told about. Maybe we need to enhance this a little bit. Sarinush mentions, agree, we're going to have outreach engagement subcommittee working group meeting in Helsinki, are we? I will have to ask staff whether we do or not. I'm not aware of all the schedules. Let me just wait a few minutes. Maybe Ariel, Gisela, or Sylvia will be able to let us know on this. But the I see here Judith says the topics are interesting, but many of our ALSs have been so busy in the past month that they have not been able to watch them on the time they were scheduled. That's a good point, Judith. Perhaps should we at that time then think of publicizing the recordings better or more? I'm aware that there used to be a time when those webinars were just recorded, so you just have the voice. But now, thanks to a new feature, we are able to record the webinar, including the slides, as if you were sitting there whilst the webinar was taking place. I guess the only feature that's missing then is the feature of being able to ask questions at the end. But the content itself is displayed, and I have been guilty of missing a few webinars and actually watching the recording afterwards, which was really great. Gisela Gruber, you have your hand up. You have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Gisela here. Sorry, just to whether there was an outreach and engagement meeting in Helsinki, yes, on Wednesday from 10:45 to 12 in the main at-large room.
Thanks, Gisela. It's Olivier speaking. So that would obviously be the location for a discussion on what's going to happen next in Hyderabad. And certainly, I think that knowing how dynamic AP RALO is, it will be a lot of things that will probably take place there. So, Serenosh, do come prepared, please, with you and your colleagues. And Satish, yes, Satish, you're the backbone of all this. So indeed, that will be in your country, may I add, Hyderabad. So the pressure is on you, Satish. Gisela, your hand is still up.
Apologies, putting down.
Thank you. Any other comments on this draft agenda? So I gather, are we all okay with it? Let me just go from region to region. Wolf, you've looked at it. You think it's fine? Perhaps Humberto, we haven't heard from Latin America and Caribbean. Lacrallo, any feedback on this agenda? Well, sounds like silence is consent. Everyone's happy with it. So, fair enough. What else is there to discuss? If we're all okay with this agenda, then if I can ask for a consensus call immediately as we are now. I note that we have people from every region now, since Judith has joined from Naralo, and Aziz is on the is also on the Adobe Connect, so everyone is there. I note that Aziz Hilali has put his hand up, so let's hear from Aziz. You have the floor.
Aziz speaking. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Olivier. I just wanted to say that about the meeting that will take place in Sirhanush region, I know that there is a meeting with the Indian ministry about the outreach issue. I was in Nairobi some weeks ago and I have met Satish, who asked the Indian government to organize something and to something, the kind of thing that we organize in Marrakesh, to invite young people and do some outreach program as we made in Marrakesh. I think it is a work that the RALO from the region, from the Indian region, has to do, but I'd like to explain them the work we have done in Marrakesh to help them so we can do something of the same kind in the Indian region. And about the draft agenda, I'm okay. Thank you. I'm finished.
Thank you very much for this, Aziz. Next is Sirhanush Vardhanyan.
Thank you very much, Sirhanush Vardhanyan, for the record. Can you hear me well?
Very well indeed, Sirhanush. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you very much. So I appreciate Aziz's suggestion, and I think that we will for sure need his help to provide some recommendations as we plan to have young people from universities to be there, but the process and the steps how to make it workable, so will be really appreciated. So I thank Aziz for this suggestion, and I think that if we are going to discuss Hyderabad meeting during outreach subcommittee, then I'd love Aziz also to be there, and we may have also the separate discussion with Aziz. So, Aziz, thank you very much for ready to support us, and I'm sure Satish also will be doing his best efforts from Indian part to make it happen.
Thanks very much, Sirhanush. It's Olivier speaking. So I'm glad that we've moved on this, on the outreach and engagement discussion, and so we won't be needing to discuss it in this main agenda. The other suggestion I was going to make was one with regards to metrics. I know that many of the RALOs are discussing metrics for themselves, for their leadership, for their at-large structures. There's some work going on. Should we be discussing metrics when we meet? Or is there a metrics call taking place whilst we are in whilst we are all in Helsinki? And I was going to ask yet again Gisela to send the bloodhounds to find out if there is a metrics meeting at large metrics subcommittee.
Olivier Giesler here, sorry, I put it in the chat, no metrics subcommittee meeting in Helsinki, thank you. That has been on hold for a short while.
Ah, okay, thank you, Gisela. It's Olivier speaking. I wasn't aware of that. I thought that there was going to be a metrics subcommittee call. Until we get more clarity from the metrics subcommittee, may I suggest that we don't proceed forward as RELOs to discuss metrics for fear of doing double duty and reinventing the wheel somehow. But we would certainly, I would suggest that we would need clarity as to what the process is, where we are in the metrics subcommittee. And I know that several of you are part of this subcommittee, but because I have noted discussions going on in the different RELOs and including in your ALO, maybe we need to get some kind of coordination here so as to not, as I said, reinvent the wheel. Does anybody think we should discuss this when we meet face-to-face? Is there anyone who would ask for this, or... I don't see anyone putting their hand up on this. So we'll leave it to the side. I see a green tick from Aziz on perhaps having this. Maybe what we can do then is to have this perhaps as a question mark in the any other business part of the agenda. And then we will touch on that, and maybe at that point we can express our concern that we would like to see the metrics subcommittee continue its work. Okay, well, so we've agreed the Helsinki agenda, and now I guess we are in the any other business part of our call already, which is great. We're doing quite well. And in our any other business part, it was looking at the action items from the last call that we had. The action items, I've just put a link to them in the chat. They are actually pretty much complete. The last call we had, was that the 18th of February 2016? Oh, yeah, I think it was. We obviously met face-to-face in Marrakesh as well, but there were just a number of reminders, one for Humberto to investigate if there is expertise to build professional surveys within Lac Rallo and other regions. As you know, we had these surveys. There needs to be a little follow-up on this. So, Humberto, just a quick reminder for that. And on one which wasn't finished yet was for Glenn to add recommendation 31 on the technology task force agenda. But I think that this has since been moving. 31 was ICANN and the election investigate the use of simple tools and methods to facilitate participation in public comments and the use of crowdsourcing. So perhaps... our last feedback here was on the 23rd of May, where Jimmy Schultz and Dave and Antilik Singh were to organize a special purpose session to demo and test Kialo.com. So that all looks as though this was in the technology task force. And no doubt we will have some more soon about this. Maybe that has taken place. I don't know. Not to worry. Okay. That's all from me on the any other business. Is there any other business? Well, it's been a pretty short call, but it's been worthwhile because rather than sending emails back and forth and so on for the agenda, it's good we managed to get a few points out and a few steps forward. So I'd like to thank you all. We don't need to waste a full hour. Thank you all for attending this call, and I guess we can all get prepared to go to Helsinki. I know that people are starting to travel from early in the week next week. So have a very good weekend, and then have a very good week and good travels, and see you all in Helsinki in a week's time. Thank you, and goodbye. This call is adjourned.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for joining and looking forward to seeing you in Helsinki in 10 days' time. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.